Welcome to the J.J. Nickting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Robin Curtis about the upcoming Trek Fest. Robin, thanks for joining me this week.
Hey, great to be here on KCII, and in just a few hours, I'll be in Riverside, Iowa.
Man, the excitement is building for Trek Fest, and I know that a lot of people are excited to come see you in person this weekend, but we want to be able to get to know you a little bit better. So how much did you know about Star Trek back when you were first cast in Star Trek III: The Search for Spock?
Well, I knew enough to have a healthy respect for the franchise and to be deeply, deeply honored and privileged to be cast in a role, in the Star Trek world. When I was growing up, my older brother, far more intelligent than I in the world of science and so on, and even in the political realm, I think he really grasped what Gene Roddenberry was trying to do with the original series, projecting the celebration of diversity and a peaceful coexistence of many planets and cultures, et cetera. And I think he appreciated all the science and the conjecture as to how our worlds, technologically would evolve. Whereas I was all focused on the love stories every week.
And how did it feel overall just working with the original Star Trek casts?
Oh, it was awesome, honestly. What do they say lately? Amazeballs. Leonard Nimoy, single-handedly, is one of the classiest, most generous actors / directors I've ever worked with. I shook his hand at the beginning of the shoot, and I said, "You seem to think I know what I'm doing, Mr. Nimoy, but I really don't, actually." And he said, "I promise, Robin, I'll take you every step of the way." The whole cast was very generous and engaging. Walter, Jimmy, George, Nichelle, offering to help me, offering, reminding me to keep a diary that somebody might one day appreciate the kinds of things and that happen on a set. In my experience relating to Star Trek, I just found them to be a super classy, friendly, warm bunch. And that bore out in the conventions that we would do together over the last few decades. Do you know what I mean? Seeing them again on the road is always a pleasure. And I'm sorry that several of them have gone now from our, from this plane, from the Earth plane, but they left really great memories for me.
Now, have you ever made a visit to Trek Fest?
No, this is my first time. Trek Fest 36, if I've got my Roman numerals right, will be my first time with all of you. I think it's pretty cool that somebody at some point, decided to have a celebration annually and that you guys have a parade. And it's because it's Kirk's, the fictional character Kirk's birthplace, Riverside, Iowa. I'm excited. I finally printed out the list of events, and I'm like, I think I want to do Demo Derby? I think I want to go to the Demo Derby on Friday night. And there's some other things that look like fun. I'm excited about the Trek costume contest, maybe even Barb's famous apple pie fundraiser. You know what I mean? this is my kind of event, Sam. I like the homespun, real people, and town folk and getting to know everybody type of event. That's my type of convention.
Now, did you think that a few decades ago that Star Trek would still carry on in popularity like it is today?
Honestly, I didn't. And it took me a while early on to believe, that anybody would be interested in hearing from me about anything. Do you know what I mean? I didn't feel worthy when I was first invited to the conventions. I surrendered to the experience early on and figured out it was a gas meeting people. Meeting the fans, on the whole, they're just an intelligent, warm, generous, charitable, hello. I mean, most of the conventions over the years have been done to support a charity of some kind or another. These are the most politically astute people, all about celebrating diversity, celebrating differences. So I have found, that we're kindred spirits. We're kindred spirits outside the realm of Star Trek, but Star Trek is what brings us together. And I'm just grateful that I was ever cast in the movie all those years ago, 37 years ago, and that I still get to come out and play with everybody. I've made great friends over the years. I know a lot of people all over the world, and it's because of Star Trek. I have Star Trek to thank for this, just this enormous abundance in my life of goodness.
Well, I want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to come on here and talk with me. I know that a lot of people are looking forward to it, and I just want to say an early welcome to Iowa.
Absolutely. Please, I want to encourage everybody to come on out and play with us this weekend. You know, hopefully you've been vaccinated. We're all going to try to have a healthy, safe, and, you know, enjoyable time together. So live long and prosper, everybody. Thanks for having me.
And that's been today's J.J. Nichting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Robin Curtis talking about TrekFest. J.J. Nichting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.